This year you will suffer no loss.
GAP TV, RCCG Dubai TV channel.
Ancient of Days, we give you all the glory. The unchangeable changer, we give you all the honor. The only one who can preserve, we magnify your holy name. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. We bless your holy name for all you've done for us since the beginning of the year. Thank you that thus far you have helped us. Thank you in advance for the rest of the year. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, in a very special way, in all our lives, please do something new. Whatever is hindering our joy from being full, Father, destroy it tonight. Fill our mouths with praise. Fill our hearts with joy. At the end of everything, Lord, let your name be glorified. And please, Lord, let our tomorrow be all right. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let someone shout hallelujah. I shake hands with two or three people and say good evening. God bless you. And then you may please be seated. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 23 to 26. 1 Corinthians 11, 23, to in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." As often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. The Holy Communion service actually should be a thanksgiving service. A service of remembrance. A celebration of what Abba Father did for us. Twice in the passage we read, Jesus Christ said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Keep remembering so that you can keep being grateful. Remember how your healing was guaranteed. "This is my body broken for you." Remember the one whose stripes guarantees your healing. 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24 said, "By his stripes you were healed." Remember that somebody more than 2,000 years ago had already paid for your healing. And as you remember this, say, "Thank you, Jesus." Remember how your sins were forgiven. Remember the blood that was shed to wash away your sin. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. That the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins. Remember the one who shed his blood so that your sins can be washed away. And as you remember that, say, thank you, Jesus. Remember how your victory over Satan was guaranteed. Remember that it is because he shed his blood that you can boldly say, the devil has no power over me. Remember Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. Revelation 12 verse 11 says, they overcame him, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Remember that it is the blood that was shed for you that guarantees your victory over Satan. And as you remember that, say, thank you, Jesus. Remember how your entrance to heaven was guaranteed. Was guaranteed because of someone who went to the cross. Someone who had never been separated from God. Took your sins on him, hung on the cross, and God had to turn away his eyes from his only begotten son. So much so that he cried out in agony. Matthew 27 verse 46. Matthew 27 verse 46. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Remember, he was forsaken so that you can be accepted. And as you remember that, say, thank you, Jesus. Remember how your endowment with power, the power of the Holy Spirit, was guaranteed. Remember that he said in John 16 verse 7, John 16 verse 7, that it is expedient for you that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come. Remember that he said in Luke 24 verse 49, Luke 24 verse 49, tarry ye in Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. Remember that it is because he hung on the cross, he died for you, he rose again and went to the Father, that we can have Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts 1 8. That we can receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And as you remember that it is he who died and went back to his Father, that guaranteed you enjoying the power through the Holy Spirit. And as you remember this, say, thank you, Jesus. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Each time you come together for the Holy Communion service, remember he purchased your healing. Remember, he purchased the forgiveness of your sins. Remember, he purchased victory over Satan for you. Remember, he guarantees your way to heaven. Remember, he guarantees power for you through the Holy Spirit. Remember all these things and just keep on saying, thank you, Jesus. 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 The Holy Communion service should be a Thanksgiving service. In the month of June, it's a custom in this church to say thank you to the Almighty God for all He has done thus far. Because as the elders will say, the one who is grateful for what has been done will receive more. If you will thank Him for your salvation, if you will thank Him for your healings, if you will thank Him for deliverance in the past, if you will thank Him for assurance that one day you will see God in glory, if you will thank Him for the power of the Holy Spirit, He will do more. David said, a lion came, I killed him. A bear came, I killed him. The Lord who delivered me from the lion and from the bear, He will take care of Goliath. Each time we come to the Holy Communion service, let's come with a heart of gratitude for what He had done, so that He can take care of the future. Do I hear somebody saying, thank you, Jesus? But what we are saying might not mean much to those of you who are yet to taste the power that is in His blood. Those of you who are yet to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, how can you say thank you for salvation when you are not saved? How can you say thank you for my healing when you don't know the value of the stripes? How can you be thanking Him for entrance to heaven when you can't go there? It's a holy place. How can you say thank you for the baptism in the Holy Spirit when you don't even know who is the Holy Spirit? But if you come to Him tonight and say, Lord, I have been told that if I taste the Lord, I will find that He is good. I want to come. I want to surrender my life to You. I want to taste the salvation that Your blood brings. I want to taste the healing that Your stripes purchased for me. I want to taste the victory that the blood You shed purchased for me. I want to know the joy that one day when I leave this world, I will go to heaven. I want to have a joy of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. If you will come to Jesus Christ tonight, He will receive you. He will save your soul. And He will give you a brand new beginning. So if you are here or in any of the viewing centers, and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. Before 5, come and stand before me or in front of the altar wherever you are, and the Almighty God will guarantee you salvation even as you pray. And I'm counting now. 1, 2, 3. Now those of you who have come and those of you who are on the way, begin to cry to the Almighty God now and ask Him to save your soul. Tell Him you have come to surrender your life to Him. Ask Him to please be your Savior and your Lord. Promise Him from now on you will serve Him. And the rest of us, shall we please stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them, that the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Let's pray for them, brethren. Let's intercede for them. That Savior, please save the soul of these people. Give them a brand new beginning. Give them a taste of the power that is in your blood. Power to save and power to give victory over Satan. Let them have a taste of your healing stripes. Please save their souls tonight. Save their souls tonight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so, Father Almighty, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your word, and thank you for these people who have come forward to surrender their lives to you. Father, please remember your promise that whoever will come unto you, you will nowise cast out. They've come to you now, Father. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls. Wash them clean with your blood. Write their names in the book of life. And Lord, from now on, anytime they call on you, answer them by fire. And give them a taste of all the blessings that come with salvation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, those of you who are in front, may I hear you shout hallelujah. Good. I rejoice with you. If you please follow a brother to your left, waving a placard, he will collect your names, your address, and your prayer requests, and I promise you, I'll be praying for you from now on. God bless you. You can begin to go. God bless you. God bless you. Brethren, if we are clapping, let's clap with excitement. Let's clap with excitement. Tonight, I just want you to do everything we do, the eating of the bread, the drinking of the wine, with thanksgiving in your heart. Thank Him for the body broken so that you can be healed. Thank Him for the blood shed so you can be saved. so that you can be victorious, so that you can have access to heaven. So when you take the bread tonight, don't start by asking for anything. Just keep on saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If we praise him, he will do what we have not even asked for. I'm sure you know that when you are served the bread, you can eat immediately. But when they serve you with the wine, you hold on to it till we have all been served, so we can drink together as one. The Lord Jesus, the very night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Shedding of his blood guarantees your entrance to heaven. Your heart should be full of gratitude. That the blood that was shed is the reason witches and wizards have no power over you anymore. Your heart should be full of gratitude. That because of the blood that was shed, you can boldly say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Your heart should be full of gratitude. So when we drink the wine tonight, let's just burst out in praise and thanks given to the Almighty God, and we'll see what more they will do in our future. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." In the name of the Father. Amen. And of the Son. Amen. And of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. Thank you, glorious Jesus. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Healer. Thank you, Deliverer. Thank you, the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for the salvation of my soul. Thank you for the blood that washed away all my sins. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood that gives me victory over all forces of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father and my God, for dying and rising again so I can be endued with power from on high. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Savior. Thank you, my Healer. Thank you, my Captain. Thank you for victory. Thank you for joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the joy of heaven. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Blessed be your name forever. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Blessed, 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 blessed be your holy name. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to your holy name. 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 Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Amen. Let's remain in an attitude of worship as we sit down for a moment and take an offering of gratitude, an offering worthy of the one who was beaten so we can be healed, crucified so we can live, shed his blood so we can be saved, so we can be victorious. Let's give him something, just a token to show our appreciation. And when you are ready, after you pass your cups through the aisles, then we stand on our feet and lift our offerings to the Almighty God. And again, we just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That I can even give anything at all, thank you, Father. For hand that can even lift up, thank you, Father. And then, with rejoicing, we dance to the nearest basket and drop our offering as the band will sing.
I'm acknowledging you for who you are, for what you've done in my life, Abamo. I'm acknowledging you for who you are. That's a kire, that's a kire, Baba.
My Father, my God, even as your children have started to praise you, I pray that you will give them something new to praise you about. That even before tomorrow morning, they will have something new to praise you about. Receive their thanksgiving, O Lord. Bless their offering. Sanctify it. And in all our homes this month, let there be celebrations. And as they go, please go with them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let the hallelujah of tonight be the biggest you have ever shouted.
This year you will suffer no loss.
GAP TV, RCCG Dubai TV channel.